Shayev Yasef, Amelie, and Yehuda, Shami Minach, and Ashmur, Tav, Yochav, and Mani, Chad, Kani, and Chad, Loi, Kani, and Loi, Yadani, Hai, Minai. Zach, Rashi, Shma, Minach, and Ashmur, Tav, Shemati, Minenu, Shnei, Dvar, Din, Rochav, and Din, Machet, Mani, Bechad, Amelie, and Kani, Bechad, Amelie, Loi, Kani, and Loi, as Rashi, and the next Rashi says, "My nafkamina if he's loy kani." So Rashi nafkamina in ba echad min hashem v'chate v'fnenu v'fnenu the other person is kani. The shaila is, why does Rashi say the nafkamina if you're kani is if someone else could grab it from you? L'chayre Rashi should have said, the nafkamina, if you're kaina, is if it's yours right now. Why does Rashi speak out, the nafkamina is if someone's kana mimenu? Maisa we have similarly on Chesam and Aleph, Magdiya Mitzia L'chaveroi. Rashi says, the nafkamina, if you're kaina, if someone takes it from you. Rashi does it many places in Shas. The mocker of Rashi is the Mishnah on Daf Yud. When the Mishnah on Daf Yud wants to say you're not kaina, the Mishnah says the nafkamina is ubaacha vehichzikwa. Sfreg the Mefarshim, why does Rashi always say the nafkamina if you're kaina or not, if someone else could be zeichen it? Rashi should say simple, the nafkamina is it yours or is it not yours? That's the shaila the Mefarshim asks. As L'chayra, the Kivun is very balabatish, but Gam balabatish is MS, very simple. The Kivun is that Rashi held that anyway it's Shel Hefker, as you could use it, you could do whatever you want with it. As you can't say the Nafkamina of Kinyan is if it's yours now, if you could be Mishtamish with it. Even if you're not Koiner, of it's a davar shel hefker, and you're allowed to be mishtamish with it. As my nafkamina, if it's yours or not, practically. Anyway, you could use it if you want to. Now, bishleim, if we're talking about an esrig, such a shayla, could you use it for dalad minim? Is it lochem? Okay, that's a nafkamina. But over here, we're talking about a chamor, something, a behema. Yeah, we're not talking about an esrig. A chamor is not an esrig. As the shaila is not, is it lochem klapi dalad minim or klapi other inyanim? The shaila is, could you use the chamor or not? As a mele Rashi held, the practical nafkamina is if someone else could come and be zeichet. That's lechayre is the kivun in Rashi. And even if we're talking about mekach or memkar, but once the other person gave it to you to be kaina, he's letting you use it, as you could use it. As the nafkamina practically is if someone else could be safe. That's why Rashi always speaks out this nafkamina. And you have it Rashi in many places. Rashi says, whenever it says loy kana, Rashi says nafkamina for someone else to be zaycha. As Rashi says, which one? E name of Roycha Vuchudei, Shane Achram Mani Gimo, Poachem Minashuk, Vachoy Toy, Mimenu Bifnenu, Moishol of Knoiso, Vachain Mani, Bain Rocha Vimo, Uboacha Vachoy Toy, Mimenu Bifnenu, Liknoiso. As there's a very interesting Shinui in Rashi. Rashi, in the beginning of Rashi, says, the other person came afterwards, the chotfa mimenu umoishva. In the end of Rashi, by Manig, Rashi says, the chotfa mimenu bifneinu liknoisa. And he doesn't say limoishva. Why does Rashi switch that? In the first year of Rashi, Rashi says, the second guy did mashicha. In the second seer of Rashi, Rashi just says the second one did stama kinyan. He doesn't speak out mashicha. Moshe, what kinyan? Efshachotzer, chule, something else. What's the pshat? It's poshit, because the first side, if roichiv is loikona and manig is koine, then mashicha is koine. As Rashi says, the other one does a mashicha and he's koine. But the second side of the Gemara is that manig is loikona. If manig is loikana, as then mashicha is not koina. As Rashi couldn't say you bought acher va'osa meshicha, because we're going now that manig is loikana. As if manig is loikana, meshicha is loikana. As therefore Rashi has to say you bought acher v'chotfa migmenu liknoisa, not meshicha. Must be a different kinyan. This is no pshat in Rashi. Boy, leilu Rabbi Yehuda b'hayni nayu. Azog di Gemara. How could you have a suffix if Rachav is kinda or Manig is kinda? Manig luchudei miikal amandi amal the loikana avada manig is kinda. Zot Rashi. Vameshicha uzu ubehema nichnis bemeshicha. Mighty boy le Rebbe Yehuda. Ivade yomer b'shmul b'chad minayu d'loy kani b'rochev u'dekama, because some of Meshicha vina shetiyaku yad v'regel k'daminan b'kedusha. As Rashi over here says a reason yelchidish. Rashi says the tzad of the Gemara that Rechiva is a kinyan is when it's not oikir yad v'regel. The behema is not moving. The behema is staying in the same place. Now, in the beginning of the sugya, when the sugya said Rechiv was koineh, right away, Rashi should say, what is Reichiv? We're talking about a Reichiv where the behemoth doesn't move. Why does Rashi wait till over here to explain what Reichiv is? And Mavin Yavin, it's because Rashi saw it in this Gemara. In this Gemara, there's a Havamina, Rechiva is Kaina, I'm sorry, Meshicha is Kaina, and Rechiva is not Kaina. As it was bothering Rashi, if, Anhaga is koine, why shouldn't Rechiva be koine? Hare Anhaga means the behem is moving. As why isn't Rechiva koine? What's this side of the Gemara that Anhaga works and Rechiva doesn't work? Why is Rechiva less than Anhaga? As this is the mucker of the Shita of Rashi, that Rashi was Mechadish in Asugya, Rechiva is koine shaloi ozel mach masay. Because the Gemara has its side that Rechiva is koine, is not kind, even though Hanukkah is kind. Must be, Reichiv is without Hanukkah, meaning without a Ozel, Mach Masay. It's Mamish Geshmak. That's why Rashi says it over here, because this is the Mokar of Rashi. There's one more Mokar to Rashi from the Hemshech of the Sugya. The Gemara handles, is Rochiv Adif or Manig Adif? As the Gemara says, what's the mile of Manig? Because it's Ozel, Mach Masay. The Greek Reichiv is not Ozel Mach Masay. Tesis says, no, it means it goes more Mishunit. It's Ozel Mach Masay too. It's a beer. Once it goes, it might have to mean it more or less. That's why Rashi didn't learn like Tesis. Rashi learned the Gemara Kipshuta, Mashma, that Manig is Ozel Mach Masay, Reichiv is Loi Ozel Mach Masay. As those are the two Makairis of Rashi, that Rashi says the big Chiddush in the Sugya, that Reichiv is koina, even though it's loy azal mach masay. Mitzarech beer. If it's loy azal mach masay, as what's the ma'aseh kinyan of Reichiv? Hare, we have in the Mishnah in Kedushin that behema is nikna b'meshicha. Meshicha means you're moving the behema into your rishus. As how could Rashi say Reichiv is koine without moving the behema? If it's not moving the ma'isa behema, what kinyan is it? This is the big shaila in explaining Rashi. As there's two Yisaydis Diga Mahalcha. There's one Mahalach in the Shita. There's two Shitas. There's one Shita in Asu Yerbashem Deritz Bash. The Shita says Reichiv is koine even if he's loyos and machmasay, b'shem deritz bash. That's like what we're medayik in Rashi. Over here on Ches Amid Beis, he doesn't explain why. On the bottom of Tes Amid Aleph, zog the Shita b'shem deritz bash, it's koine mishum chazaka. The reason why it's koine is mishum kinyan chazaka. This is the Tosefes of the Shita later on. As you don't need it to move. If it's Meshicha, Meshicha is only when it's moved. But over here is a new kinyan of Maisa Chazaka. What is the Maisa Chazaka? Explains the Shita, this is important, that it's only a Bailim is Reichiv on a Behemah. Someone who's not a Bailim is not Reichiv on the Behemah. It's a Shimush of the Bailim in the Behemah. As in the fact that he's writing on it, it's a Shimush Kederach HaBailim, that's a Maisa Kinyan. Before in the Shita, he didn't just stop say it was a Chazakah. He explains what is the Chazakah. The Chazakah is Shimush Kederach HaBailim. Using the chayvitz kederech habayim, the choyer. This rivash is misparish al derech Rabbi Seinu the Rosh Yeshivas that Rami Yasid. The gather of kinyan is hayros bailus. That's a mice of kinyan is a mice of hayros bailus. They're saying being roichiv is a mice of hayros bailus. Fragt the Nohum on the Shita that. The Mishnah in Kedushin on Chaf Hei Amid Beis and Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, the Mishnah lists off what's koina by metaltlin and what's koina by karka. Meaning, it's not stam the Gemara made it up. It's Mefurish Mishnayis, what are kinyanim? You can't make up your own kinyanim. As the Mishnah in Kedushin Chaf Vav Amid Aleph says, karka is niknis bekesev b'shtar u'bechazaka. Mishnah Kedushin Chaf Vav Amid Aleph. Mishnah Kedushin Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Metaltelim Behema is Niknis B'Meshicha. It doesn't say B'Chazaka. As Frek Rav Nochum on the Shita, how could you say that the Kinyan of Chazaka is Chazaka? The Kinyan of Rechiva is Chazaka. Haray, the Mishnah says Chazaka only works by Karka. It doesn't work by metal. And thus is Gara Fest the Shaila. Of the Shita is Gara Graysel Yid. Yeah. It's Al Ashkenazi, it's the early Achrainim. Yeah. As what's Pshat in the Shita? How is he going to answer the question? Okay. As Behelim and Mir, that they continue and they learn not like the Shita. But for the Shita is a Shita. As Lachaira the Kivun is Ba'aifin Zed. When the Mishnah says on Chavav Amar Aleph in Kedushin that Chazaka is a Kinyan, what does Chazaka mean by Karka? Chazaka by Karka means, like Rashi brings in the Mishnah in Kedushin, which is based on a Gemara, Ravit Ba'purta, you do something which is called Tikkun HaKarka. You're fixing the Karka. You're doing something which helps the Karka be a better Karka. You're digging in the Karka. And that enables you to use the karka, to plant in the karka, to build on the karka. You're doing a maisa tikkun in the karka, or you're noyel the deles on the karka. That's also a chazaka, because then you're not letting anyone come into the karka. As over there, it's talking about tikkune hakarka. That, if you do to metaltelim, that doesn't work. If someone has a chayvitz and metaltlim and you start fixing it, it's not called a ma'isikin. That's not the way you show bailus on metaltlim. You take metaltlim and you lock it in your room and you don't let anyone come to your metaltlim, that's not called a ma'isikin in the metaltlim. The state in the Mishnah. The Shita, when he says it's a chazaka, the Shita says Tosefis beer. What is the chazaka? The chazaka is your mishtamish kederech habaylim. As that's not the chazaka of karka. That's a different kind. It's a shimush kederech habaylim. And not every shimush would work. It's a shimush that is miyuchid for the baylim. A shimush which is miyuchid for the baylim, that only the baylim do, that works. I, he says, kemoy chazaka. As koinim called, he doesn't say it's chazaka. He says it's kemoy chazaka, which means it's doime to chazaka. What does he want? Just like chazaka is a maisa of hayros bailis, and that's why chazaka works by karka, because you're showing a bailim. Because who fixes karka? The bailim fixes the karka. As the reason for kinyan chazaka is hayros bailis, azuadin by metaltelim. Also, there's a maisa kinyan of hayros bailis. However, the Ros Bailis by Metaltlim is different than Karka. It's not Chazaka Mamish. It's Shimush Rechiva Kederech HaBailim. So Bezei, that'll be a Mahalich to be Miyash of the Shita. That's why the Mishnah over there doesn't say. That would answer Nochum's big question on the Shita. The second Shaila on the Shita is the Beis HaLevi Shaila. The Beis HaLevi asks on the Shita, which really the Makar is the Rishonim. The Rishonim asks the Kasha on the Shita. If you're going to say that Rechiva is a Kenyan because it's a Maisa of Hayraz Bailis, as the Rishonim asks, what's pshat in the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara wants to prove that Roichiv is Loikana, because by Kalayim, somebody who is Yeshiv in the wagon, as when he's sitting in the wagon, he's not Chayiv Midin Kalayim. As from that you see, Roichiv is Loikana. Bishleim Lefi the Rishonim, the Rekinyan of Rechiv is Mishum Ozel Machmasei. As the chiyuv of klayim is mishum ozel machmasei, as we're showing by klayim, it's not ozel machmasei. As wadin in kinyan, it's loy ozel machmasei. You're not koina. Oh, but if you learn like the shita that bedas Rashi, that the kinyan of roitiv is because it's oiraz bailes, what does it have to do with klayim? By klayim, it's not totally on oiraz bailes. It's totally on ozel machmasei, and that's the raya of tesis. That by Rechiv it's Azul Matmasei. Asprek the Beis HaLevi, if we're going to learn Rashi like the Shita, B'Shem the Ritzvash, what are they going to do with the Raya of Taisus? This is the Shiloh of the Beis HaLevi. As the Beis HaLevi says, a Gavaldika Chiddish in Pshat. Zog the Beis HaLevi, Venire, to be machadish b'das Rashi and the Shita b'shem the Ritzbash, that which they said roichiv is loy azol machmasei is only in the Gemara that there's a tzad that roichiv l'chud is loy kana. But after the Gemara switches and the Gemara says zikr both of them are kaina, the shayla is roichiv b'malkin manif, which one is stronger, which one is mevatel the other one. Over there, we switch the pshat of Rechiva. Over there, the pshat in Rechiva is zikr when it's ozel machmasei. Why is it that way? Why do we switch? Why nafkamina? Why only in the beginning of the sugya when we're handling Rechiv l'chod, Rechiv is b'li ozel machmasei? But when it's Rechiv b'makam manik, then it's different. A zag de beis alevi, an interesting smara. Zag de beis alevi. What's this musig of bitula kinyonim? When you do one kinyon, if it's a better kinyon, it's mevatel the other kinyon. Why? He says, bishleimer, if they're the same maisa kinyon. As then you could hear, if one of them is better, it's mevatel the other maisa kinyon. But if there are two maisa kinyonim that have no shaychus to each other, why should one be mevatel the other one? The two maisa kinyonim, she'ein lem shaychus, zu azu. As if Reichiv, the kinyan of Reichiv, is Mishum Chazaka, as then it wouldn't be Shaykh the Musig of Bittel Bechlau, because Reichiv is Mishum Chazaka, and Manig is Mishum Vashicha. As it must be if we're handling Reichiv B'makam Manig, a din of Bittel Kinyanim, must be we're talking about when it's Azal Machmasei and it's Midin Mashicha. And now we're handling which one is a better Mashicha, whichever one is a better Mashicha is Kain. That's the big einfall, the huge chapa, luya shechapa, the Beis HaLevi, so creative that once the Gemara switches to roichiv b'makam manig, as then we're switching which roichiv that we're talking about. As the mice we chapa spilus in the creativity of the Beis HaLevi, abal derech apshad, it's a doichik godo. It comes out that which Rashi said that the tzir of Reichiv is talking about where it's loy ozel machmasei. Ooh, that's only in the beginning of the sugya. But in the middle of the sugya, we change what the tzir of Reichiv is. And Rashi didn't bother to tell us. Because Rashi figured we're all the Beis HaLevi. Everyone learns in Bris. As we all are going to make this gewaldige gechap, that once the Gemara switches, but Reichiv b'makamani, as now, Avada, you have to change that we're not talking about Reichiv b'chudei. it's mamish beautiful, it's creative. About Derech HaPshat, Rashi didn't speak out the switch, because it's very dochuk in Pshat.
Could you say that with your Rashi on Chatzmanel?
Right, as he would learn, it's got means on the tzad, Reichiv Luchudei Belkan. Right, but the Mishnah is coming to say a chiddush of Reichiv Luchudei, because Tvisa Roy Elikim. Okay. But here we're asking, good, but they get out. Okay, good. Therefore, Reb Nochum wanted to say, Behelem the Shita, the Das Rashi, Nira, that you could learn a different pshat in Rashi. That you could learn that Rashi is learning Roichiv is a Kinyan Mashiach. But it's a Kinyan Mashicha that it's Loy Ozel Machmasei. It doesn't need it to be Ozel Machmasei. And what's the word? Being that B'derech Klal, when you Roichiv on it, it's Ozel Machmasei. As even if the behemoth is Loy Ozel Machmasei, but that becomes a Derech HaKinyan, and Memela, it's Koina. That's the word. As it's a Kinyan Mashicha, because B'derech Kala causes the behemoth to go. As even if it doesn't go, it still works.
What's the Raya from Kalayim?
Well, the Fisa, the Raya from Kalayim is Gevaldik. We're bringing from Kalayim that it's never called it causes the behemoth to go. As Memela, it's not a Maisa Mashicha B'chlal. That's what he's coming to answer. Of a rock, right?
Isn't
Mashiach
itself
totally
in fact the animal follows you?
Where do you get this musig that there's a Mashiach without the behema going machmasay? It needs a raya. Where's the raya that such a thing went? Is that there's a rush in Amoicher es Asfina, it's a perik in Baba Basra, Simin Gimel. The rush over there learns that the kinyan of Mesira is Mishom Mashiach. Meaning, when you have a boat, this man Azeh, you talk to Bachrim in 2026. The kids say you have a yacht, okay? And you want to sell your yacht to someone else. As what do? You hand over the rope that the yacht is tied to the port, I guess you call it. You want to hand it over to someone. As the Shaila is, why does this Kinyan work? Why when you hand over the rope of the boat, why does it work? Zug the Rush, the reason why it works is Midin Kinyan Mashiach. Kinyan Mesira Samoseira is Midin Kinyan Mashiach. Frag the Rush, not every time that you give over the rope of the boat's gonna move. Depends on the matziv, depends on the waves, depends on the situation of the boat. As not every time that you give over the rope of the boat, it's going to cause the boat to move. Zog the Rush, being that b'derech klal, when you give the rope, as the boat moves with the rope, as therefore, even when it doesn't move with the rope, that's already a kinyan mashiach. Stayed in the rush of the Valdige Yisrael. The Kinyan of Mashicha, you don't have to move the boat. You do something that B'derech Klal moves the boat, that's enough. B'derech Klal causes the behemoth to move. As even if it doesn't move, but it works. Thus stayed in the rush. As we borrow that rush and we use it to explain the Rashi over here. That's the Knech. In Rashi over here. That's what Rashi means. What's Takab Shad in this? What does this mean? As in order to explain it, you need a little bit of Divrei Hakdama into the world of Mashicha. How does the Kinyan of Mashicha work? There are two ways to understand the Kinyan of Mashicha. One way of understanding Kinyan Mashicha is the Kinyan is not moving it. If I move it in Rishus HaRabim, I'm not Koina. I have to move it into an area that's mine. As I have to move it into my rishus, in a place which is mine, l'shimush, as then it's mine. As if the kinyan of Mashicha is moving it into my rishus, that's the kinyan of Mashicha. I pulled it into my chatzer, I pulled it into an area which is miyuad l'shimush shali. If that's the kinyan of Mashiach, as that's only when I move it and I put it into my rishus, I'm kosher. L'chayr, this rush would not make sense. L'chayr, the kivun in this rush is the kinyan of Mashiach is also a maisa of Hayra's Bailis. What is the maisa of Hayra's Bailis? Moving it into my rishus. That shows that I'm a Bailis. As it comes out that Mashiach is a form of Bailis. It's a shlita, the Bailim. I'm taking the Chafetz and I'm moving it to where I want it to be. Something that's mine. If I move it into Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't show anything. But if I move it into my area, my vicinity, my thing, as then I'm doing something which is showing that I'm a Bailim. I'm shoylet on it like a Bailim. If it's a word of Shlitas HaBailim, as when I take the circle, when I take the rope, and I move the rope, and I put it where I tie it to where I want, as even if the boat didn't move, but I'm doing something that only a Bailam does, as Mamela, that's enough to be called a Maisa Mashiach. As it comes out, Dave, that according to Rav Nachum, the word of Mashiach is not the Kenyan is moving. If the Kenyan is moving, it has to move. The Kenyan is Shlita. Shlita is a Bailam. The moving is the way the Bailam is Shailat on the Chafetz. As if I have something that would make the thing to move, as that's called Shlita is a Bailam. Even if it doesn't move, but I did what causes it to move, usually that's enough. Ayvazei Rav Nachum wanted to learn, that's the Kenyan of Rechiva. Rechiva, normally when you go on a Behema, the Behema moves. You sit on the behemoth, it goes. Kacha is there. Sitting on a behemoth causes it to move where you send it to. That's what rechiva is. As even if you're rechiv and the behemoth doesn't move, it doesn't make a difference. The kinyan is sitting on the behemoth in an oifen where you shoil it on it that normally causes to move. It doesn't make a difference if it moves b'payel or not. The raya from Kalayim is gevaldig. The Gemara is showing from Kalayim that we never look at it when you're sitting on it, it causes the behemoth to move. Because if when you sit on it, it causes the behemoth to move, as then you're being mani Kalayim, if there's a shara, a chamar, together, you're being over on the isser of Kalayim, Kalayim behemoths, you're causing them to ride together. As we're showing that Rechiva is not a Siba for the behemoths to move. As there's no chi of Mishum Klayim. As you're not going to be koine either. It's Miyushiv, the Mishnah in Kedushin. Why doesn't the Mishnah in Kedushin bring down the Kinyan of Rechiva? Because Rechiva is not a new Maisa Kinyan. It's the regular Kinyan of Mashiach.
If you feed it Sada Mashiach, you have to bring it on Rishus. Is it not Kinyan Chatzajus then?
It's similar to Kinyan Chatzah, just a different way, because even if the Chatzah is not yours, that it's Kinyan Midin Chatzah, even if it's a symptom, which Midinei Chatzah and Chay Shemish, but it's not yours, but being that it's a Makam that you're allowed to use to keep your Chatzah there, that's enough for Kinyan Mashiach. That's the difference. As to be a Kinyan Mashiach, you don't need the Makam to be yours and Chay Shemish, but it has to be a place where you have a Schush Shemish, Levat. Okay, as we have two ways of learning Rashi, let's come back to the basics. Rashi over here in the sugya, he saw in the sugya and he's mechadish that Rechiva is a new Maisa Kinyan, not Mashiach. Mashiach is it moves, Rechiva is it doesn't move. What's the pshat in Rashi? As we have two ways of learning. The Shita learns it's a Naya Kinyan of Chazaka. And Rav Nachum learns it's a Kinyan of a Mashiach. But it's Mashiach that it doesn't move. Even if it doesn't move, the Mashiach still works. Being that B'derech Klal, it moves Machmas the Mashiach. Machmas the Rechiv. Okay. As that's Chiluk number one in Rashi. The first Chiddush of Rashi, what's the Tzir that Roichim is Koy? Okay, let's go a little bit further. As the Gemara is, Mari Bukhuday, Migalamandiyama Deloy Kana. A Meshichu Zubay Menignis Vimeshicha. As thus is the Gemara. Ela the Shailes, Roichiv Bemakam Mani. As before we go into the Sugi of Roichiv Bemakam Mani, we want to see the top places of Mari Bukhuday, Migalamandiyama Deloy Kana. Zoktosis. Avagavde of Shimin, Islay, Reperikana, the Dushit. The Behema Ben Daka Ben Gasa and Nignis Ela Bagba. He holds it's only Nikna Bagba, not Mimashita. The Shaila is the Loshin of the Yom. Mi Iko Mandi Yama. But he's not asking that. I, this dog Das Yachid. But the Tosis knows it's a Das Yachid. But the Loshin of the Yom. Mi Iko Mandi Yama. The Loi Pasumi Mi Iko Mandi Yama. Reb Shimon, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. And the Tosis is. Mikol makom parich mikayich stamas nisin. Amishta b'mitziyah beizam an aleph echad roichiv ve'echad mani. Tzarech bir. What do you see in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about muksik. It's not talking about kinyan. As what it takes to see in our Mishnah that our Mishnah holds, not like Reb Shimon that Mashiach is kind. As Pashas you'll say that Tosis means like he's going to say. One, two, three taisim later on, the yisoid that you need tfisa haroyin lekinyan. As a mele, if in our Mishnah you see you're a muhsik, the only way you're a muhsik is if you're a tafus, and the only way you're a tafus is if it's a tafus haroyin lekinyan. Which is good, but it's a little bit sasim in taisis. A taisis means a new klal is going to be machadish in three taisim, and he didn't say. You say, okay. Taisis with Saimich, you'll see the Taisis later on. Kenza. Epsha, we'll see maybe another mile. That's the Pashto way of learning. Continue Taisis. Vodit Nabi Perikat Lushin, Be Megasa Nikas Vimasira de Remea, Bird Lazap Mesira, Kama Vikosh Game Vimashicha. What's Taisis saying? Taisis just said that our Mishnah is Muchach Mashicha is Kaina. As what is Taisis asking from Kedusha? We already asked from Kedusha. We already answered because our Mishnah is Muchach. It holds that you're kind. As how did I learn? Anyone have a shot in Taisis? How did Taisis? Well, Taisis already answered that our Mishnah is Muchach Mashiach. Why are you asking for more Mandiyamri? As Ram Shif explains Taisis, that Taisis is asking. But now, over there, it's a chachomim, a stam mishnah that holds not that way. As now we read, you can't say a loshen mikamandi. If there's a das yochid, and the stam mishnah holds not that way, okay, mikamandi yama. But if there's another stam mishnah, das chachomim, that holds mashiach is not koine, as even though we have a stam mishnah by us, but you can't ask mikamandi yama. Yeah. Oh, no, this is the shaylo. Zaktaisvis, over there, it means that not your only coin of a mesira, it means after mesira. The Taisis Rosh airs on Taisis. Taisis is coming lafuke Rashi. That Rashi over there learns your only coin of a mesira, and you're not coin of a mesira. And the Taisis Rosh says, Lefi Zeh, this Gemara, Shveron Rashi. Because in our Gemara, we see not that way. We see that the Gemara says, Mika Mandi Yama, the way Kani B'Mashiach. As how is Rashi going to answer Taisis's Shaila? Thus, Frek, the Taisis and Rosh. As he says in Teretz, we leave the Olam, look at the Taisis Rosh before we speak about it. Okay, that's the thing. Okay, is that Shlav number one? Roichiv l'chod, manig l'chod, which is kind. The Gemara continues. And what's the suffix? Rochiv b'makom manig, yiboyru, manig. Rochiv odiv, da tavis bo. Edilma manig odiv, da ozla machmose. As which one is Adiv? Oh. As in this Gemara, you see a Gavaldik Chiddush. You see, if one Maisa Kinyan has an Adifus, the other Maisa Kinyan doesn't. Why not? Why can't they both work? Who cares if one's a little bit better than the other one? So what? What's shot in the Gemara? Why doesn't it fit? It's not my Shiloh. It's the Rajba's Shiloh. The Rajba says he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Rishonim say, Bito. What's this Bito? That's because one's a little bit better. So what? Each one's doing a Maisa Kinyan. Each one should be kind. As what's the Nidin of the Gemara, he says? The Nidin of the Gemara is a Shiloh when there's a Reichiv and a Manik. Who is the Behemoth going, Misha? Is the Behemoth going Mishum the Manik, or is the Behemoth going Mishum the Reichiv? There's two ways to get a Behemoth to move. To ride on it and to lead it. As the Shaila is, who's getting the Behemoth to move? Tachlis, it's only moving because of one of them. Which one is causing it to move? That's the Rajba's. Lefi Zeh, this is a Shaila in movement. This is a Shaila in who's causing it to move. It's not a Shaila in Kinyanim. Which Kinyan is a better Kinyan? Rashi is Nduyik, clearly not that way. Rashi says, Hagdela, the Kinyan, whichever Kinyan is a better Maisa Kinyan, that's what's going on more. Rashi learns, in our Gemara, you see his sight, when you do two Maisa Kinyanim, one guy does one Kinyan, the other one at the same time does another Maisa Kinyan, the G'dayla B'Kinyan is Chayda. And that's the Tosis HaRosh we had on Chesam and Aleph that says Yisayid of Bittel Kinyanim. And we saw the Hezbollah because Yisayid of Kinyan is Achnosel Rishusay. As when two people can't be Machnes of Rishusay at the same time, as one Kinyan is Mephatel, the other Kinyan. That's the Yisayid of the Gemara. Frek Tosis. That what does the Gemara say? Yagdilma manik adif the Ozla machma say. Harei Tosis learns rochiv is only koine if it's Ozla machma say. As what does it mean manik adif the Ozla machma say? Harei rochiv is also Ozla machma say. And the Tosis it goes more. By rochiv it only goes 2 feet. Or if you're from the other people, 2 meters. But by morning, it goes 4 meters. It goes 6 feet. Frag the Tyrus Chayim. My nafkavina, how much more it goes. The Kenyan is it goes. If you want to be kinder, it goes. You're kinder. My nafkavina, one causes it to go 2 feet. One causes it to go 4 feet. My schnob, why does that make it into a better Maisa Kenyan? That you're making it to walk more. What's the pshat? As the chayra, the hezber and taisis could only be if you learn that the gather of the maisa kinyan of mishicha is hayraz bailis, as then we could hear. There's hayraz bailis where you make the behema move a little bit, and there's hayraz bailis where you really make the behema move. Thus is a hechera hayraz bailis. As the chilek is not 2 feet, 3 feet, the chilek is, I'm more shaylid on it. I'm controlling it more. I'm controlling it, moving it more. But that's more of a shlita on it, more of a hayraz bailis. And then the other one has a maila in his hayraz bailis, that he's a toifis. As the shayli is, what's this toifis business? Why is this a maila in the king? What is this Toifus doing? Toifus says, Roichiv Adif, the Toifus Bey, Eno Farish, the Toifus Viragla, Oibe Mashu Yoshev Alea, the Hailo, Mikri Toifus Ba, Elo Mashu Toifus Be Maiseira, Kari Toifus Ba, the Mesomek Nogan Ailishna, and it means Toifus Maiseira. The Tzarek Loimed, the Toifus Va Ozla Nami Ma'at, as it's talking about where he's toughest in the Maseira and it's Azel Mach Masei. The Tzarech Beer. As if toughest means toughest in Maseira, And it's also machmasay because as he's reichav on it, he's kicking the behemoth at his feet and making it to move. As why is the tavis b'maiseira maila in the maisa kinyan? Hareh, the tavis b'maiseira is not making the ozel machmasay. We're talking about the ozel machmasay is because he's sitting on it, and the sitting on it is making it to move. Either the raw sitting or he's kicking it, whatever you want, but he's sitting on it, and it's making it move. Because what's the maila of tavis b'maiseira? Tavis b'maiseira making it. Doesn't work by Hefker. But we were talking about a chafetz of Hefker. As Tavish b'maiseira is not a maisekinyan, Labad. As why when you're a roichiv and you're Tavish b'maiseira, as even though Tavish b'maiseira is not a maisekinyan on its own, but with a rechiva, as all of a sudden now it becomes a better maisekinyan, even than Hanhar. What's shot in Taisus? As it needs a beer. We'll leave the Eilam think about it. As it needs a beer, what's shot in Taisis? That's the Mahalik of Taisis. It's Rashi, Taisis learned that to get the pshat in the Gemara is you're doing better Maisa Kinyan, that's Nevato. The Shaila is which one is a better Maisa Kinyan? That should be Nevato. And the Rajva's Choylik, and he learns there's no Kiko Kinyan. And even the sugya is, who is it? Ozel machmasay. You see it's going. Who caused it to be ozel machmasay? That's the musig of Rashi, Bukhari is meduyik to a third mahalach. But that will wait to see tomorrow. Tomorrow we mashlem this one.